There was something I wanted to read from page 145 in my one and only Defending Sacred Ground, which you can download for free on the alexcollier.org. You just go to books, and it's there if you want it. And there's a story about this, how this all came to be, and I've told it ad nauseum over the years. But we're going to talk about soul. And the reason we're going to talk about soul is for many, many reasons. But what inspired this conversation today was about friends who have been subjected to programs where implants were put in against their will or unbeknownst to them without their permission. And others who say that all contactees have implants. So we're going to have a conversation about this. And the only perspective I can give you is that of the Andromedans, the Zenitean Andromedans. And that's what I'm going to do, is I'm going to present their perspective on this. So the Andromedan view of the soul. I once asked Visayas about what they teach their children about the concept of soul and true essence. And this was the response that he gave me. This is Visayas now. We are perceivers. We are an awareness. We are not objects. We have no solidity. We are boundless. The world of objects and solidity is a way to make our passage through our densities convenient. It is only a description that was created to help us. We forget that the description is only a description, and thus we have learned not to trap the totality of ourselves in a vicious circle of physicality from which few rarely emerge in a lifetime. There's a lot to unpack there.